Acts chapter 10, beginning in verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, "Cornelius." When he observed him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" So he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do." And when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier from among those who waited on him continually. So when he had explained in all these things to them, he sent them to Joppa. Now if you would, look over in verse 44 of the same chapter with me. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Verse 45. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for your precious word. And we do thank you, Lord, that we as Gentile people have the gift. And we do praise you this morning for your amazing grace and your everlasting mercy toward us. We praise you and we love you for the freedom that we have, the spiritual freedom to be set free from captivity. And Lord, as Americans, we do thank you for our freedom also. And the soldiers who have given their all, and the soldiers today who are serving and fighting for our country's interests. And we do thank you for their service, their faithfulness. Lord, as a country, Lord, even the Bible Belt where there's floods and tornadoes and everything happening here in the Bible Belt, may we as a nation, Lord, return back to you. Lord, help us to be witnesses. Help us to put you first above anything else as born-again believers. And you will receive all glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. As this being Memorial Day weekend, we are very grateful to our military, and I have the privilege to speak every Veterans Day and Memorial Day. We have two World War II veterans. Brother Teddy was in Sunday school. I don't see him present at this time, but Brother John R. Jean is a World War II veteran. And it's an honor to have those two among us. And so many of you who have served our country honorably, and the servicemen and women that we have today among us, we are so grateful to you for serving our country. And yes, thank you. The Holy Spirit would not allow me. So I almost showed a video of Westboro, Baptist Church, they're not Baptist, by the way, like we are, picketing a fallen soldier's funeral. But I could not find a video that did not have vulgarity or anything like that on it. But there is a so-called Baptist church that goes around and pickets fallen soldiers' funerals. And on some of their signs it says, "Thank God for dead soldiers," and such the like. But I didn't show a video like that because we would all be so upset and mad we may want to go outside and hurt somebody. Makes your blood boil to think of people with such a mindset. And there is a different mindset in America that does, they don't think the way you and I do. And even being in the ministry, I was assisting a pastor once upon a time. We were standing there at the graveside, family and friends, and the honor guard came, and this fellow pastor whispered to me and said, "What are they here for?" Well, he didn't know I was one of they. I was one of them. And it was an honor to be at a veteran's graveside. And it was all I could do to minister to the family, but I left quickly where I didn't have to talk with him very long. But there's a different mindset in America that is not grateful to our soldiers and grateful for the freedom that we have. And would you believe this, that here in our scripture this morning, when the gift called the promise in the letter to Galatians, that promise of being born again that is mentioned in the Gospel of John, when the Holy Spirit came to the Gentiles, it started in a soldier's home, a devout soldier named Cornelius, when the Holy Spirit came to the Gentiles, when salvation by grace through faith to the Gentiles was offered, it began in a soldier's home. Cornelius. Our scripture tells us that he was a centurion. He was a soldier. And it says that he was of the Italian regiment. He was recruited in Italy. Now served in Palestine. He and his 100 men that he commanded were Italians. The Italian regiment. So he was a commander of 100 men. And he was a devout man, it says in the scriptures. We also have the story of the Apostle Peter that we didn't read all of it, but I encourage you to read it today or tonight, tomorrow, about the Apostle Peter, how he was hungry. He was in Joppa and they were preparing the meal, and he went up on the rooftop. Many of you who have been over in that part of the world, we know that there is also like a place on their rooftops where they go and lounge. We would call it the porch. Their porch is on their roof. Anyway, he was up there and he was hungry. Might have could have smelled the food that was being prepared, and he went into a vision, a trance, or fell asleep. But during this time, an angel of the Lord came. And there was unclean animals on a sheet. And he being a Jewish man, yet he was a Christian, an apostle, but had these deep Jewish roots, would not eat an unclean animal or a creeping thing. The angel said, "Kill and eat." And Peter actually said, "Not so, Lord. I won't do it." Had to tell him three times. He wouldn't eat crawfish. He wouldn't eat catfish. He wouldn't eat pig and all that. Y'all are hungry now, I know. But he wouldn't eat it. And the vision was about Gentiles. And the moment that he awoke, this committee that Cornelius sent, two of his servants and another devout soldier, was knocking on the door. They asked for Peter to come. And the Apostle Peter, this Jewish roots, still in his blood, went to a Gentile's home, an unclean person's home. Goes in and tells them about Jesus. And before he was finished preaching, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they were saved by the grace of God. The unclean, according to the Jewish people. Aren't you glad that the Holy Spirit came to us, amen? Amen? To the unclean, the Gentile people? And it came through Cornelius in his home, a centurion, a devout man. He recognized his dependence upon the divine, and he feared God, the scripture says. One that was devout, and he feared God, and you know, when you fear God, which is the beginning of wisdom, when you fear God and have a respect and an awe of God, it means that you're not comparing yourself to other people, but you're comparing yourself to a holy, righteous God, and you realize that He is much higher than you, and you need a kinsman, a redeemer. A daysman, Job said. His name is Jesus. He was seeking the Lord and he feared God. He was a devout man. He even gave generously to the poor. And he prayed to God. And you know one other thing about Cornelius in this chapter 10? Look in verse 24, it says to this. Verse 24 of Acts chapter 10, and the following day they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. You see, he was such a man as a soldier. You know, he knew how to respect someone, but Peter, knowing that there's only one master and his name is Jesus, it is not Peter, the first pope, or anybody like that, but he said, I'm just a man like you. Don't worship me. Don't fall down to me. There's only one that you must worship. There's only one master. He's fixing to tell him about him. Verse 26, but Peter lifted him up, saying, Stand up, I myself am also a man. But what did Cornelius do? This devout man who feared God. He was fixing to hear something good. An angel had just told him. So he gathers his family. He gathers his close friends and say, Hey, something good is about to happen. Come with me. Be here when Peter comes. So he wasn't an obedient man. He did as the angel of the Lord commanded him to do. He sent for Peter. He believed the gospel when Peter preached about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was an obedient man in such a way that when he believed the gospel, that the Holy Spirit, he received the Holy Spirit. Before he was baptized. You don't have to go in Ward 4 water to receive the Holy Spirit. They received the Holy Spirit before he was baptized. But since he believed the gospel, and when the apostle said, Is there any water for them to be baptized? He didn't say, Me and Jesus got our own thing going. I will believe what I want to believe. He was obedient that he believed the Word of God and he followed the Lord in believer's baptism. Which shows that you must be baptized in Jesus. What does that mean? Does it mean water? No, that shows what happens. Folks, if you're not immersed in Jesus Christ, you're not saved today. You must be baptized. Your life must be in Jesus. That's what that shows. They were baptized. He said, I belong to Jesus. I will follow the Lord in believer's baptism. Why? Because he was a devout man. He feared God and he was obedient to God. He was baptized. This man also was a saved by the grace of God man. He was a very religious man. He did all of this. He feared God. He prayed. But it was time for grace to show up. It was time for that promise to show up, the Holy Spirit. Now we're in the age of grace and mercy. You see, his religion could not save him. Couldn't do it. Look what all he did. He gave to the poor. He was very generous, the Bible even said. And he prayed and he feared what the secular humanist would call a higher power. He did all of that. But he had to have the Holy Spirit to be saved. He had to believe the gospel to be saved. Your religion will not save you. Being a devout man won't save you. The Holy Spirit of God, believing the gospel of Jesus Christ, who died and gave his life and shed his last blood on the cross, that will save you, and only that will save you. Saved by the grace of God. Peter preached Jesus to Cornelius and to his house and to his close friends, and they believed to the saving of their soul. Acts chapter 10, verse 43 says, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. Matter of fact, it was the Gentiles who were first called what? Christians. Little Christ, little Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He is a new creature. You can't do it on your own. You must receive Jesus to be a new creation. You must be born again. So this soldier who was obedient and he loved God and was saved by the grace of God. Thank God for the soldiers. Thank God for the soldiers who are witnesses where God has them. This Memorial Day, we thank the families, the soldiers who are giving so much for us, and those of you who are veterans who have given so much, thank you, who gave so much for our freedom that we're giving away, but thank you for our freedom. Born again believer, thank Jesus for our freedom. If anyone be in Jesus, he is free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Free from sin. Free from the captivity of Satan. Because he paid the penalty of sin. The penalty of sin is death. But Jesus paid that penalty. Therefore he is our Redeemer. He paid the price for our spiritual freedom. Have you received that free gift? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a gift. Will you receive Him this morning? Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You again for Your precious Word. We thank You for this historical account of Cornelius, this Roman soldier, this centurion, who accepted You and even led his family and friends to You. God, I thank you for the Corneliuses that are among us today. Please strengthen them. Please, Lord, help them to stand bold in the faith, believing your word and holding true, Lord, to what you say, to your authority. Lord, help us all to be witnesses, to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit that is in our hearts and our lives. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.